closing of the binary choice, the last of the year, and we're going to be starting off with what sounds like a Japanese water garden, and is in fact a poolside remix of Little Dragon, and this is absolutely gorgeous, so it's an easy way into the show. I figured I'd just let that play out because it's pretty gorgeous all the way through to the end. That is the Poolside remix of Little Dragon's Cat Rider, and it's one of the best things to caress my ears in a while. Little Dragon being one of those bands I have a something of a can take them all even, but that's perfect. So next, something a touch poppier. Right, that is Shura with Indecision, and Shura was the vocalist on some random minimal housey techno-y track I played about 2 years ago. But I know she's got a chart-friendly album of tunes out, but that I have that weakness for kind of 80s-influenced pop, so it's good. And that like weird guitar effect that sounds like when you gratuitously use the whammy bar all the way through Guitar Hero and you're not supposed to. That's what it sounded like. Now, house-ish, maybe. It comes in nice after about another 16 seconds, so bear with it whilst he works through the phases.
Bye.
Right, that is Scholar with a track called Skin. And considering it takes about 25% of his running time to tie up its shoelaces and get out of the house, and features some auto-tune, it's actually really nice, that kind of funky bass line carrying it along on. So, whilst we're vaguely in the pop sphere, sector, world, we'll get the pop out of the way, and that hopefully will dispense with the listener. You see, it's vaguely uplifting at times. So that is an Aussie electro-pop trio called Panama, and the track is called Stay Forever. Right, so the next track is actually a little bit tricky because not a lot happens for the first 50 seconds. So I thought that would be an excellent opportunity to remind you that you're listening to DJ Boolean. Wait, no, I've managed to make a hash of that. You are listening to The Binary Choice with DJ Boolean, broadcasting around the world on spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and join us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. I had a right brain fart there. So, you'll notice the castrato in the background going. It's about to get good. Oh, Ooh. So that is Cloud Castle Lake and a track called Sync. And obviously you've got that kind of like vocal bubbling away at the start for like a minute again, and not a lot happens. But when it gets going, it's actually like an incredible song with brilliant drumming and a stunning vocal. And it's just that the production like, is a little bit muddy, and God knows why. But yeah, still listen to it again if you didn't get it, because that song's great. Up a little. That is a nice bit of lyrically astute indie pop by the name of History Books by a guy called Absa Facto. He gets bonus points for using a synthetic melodica on that. It's not something you hear every day. Now some moody New Zealand indie stuff.
Close for the blood.
So that's a very nicely sculpted little bit of indie electro with some very nice interplay between the bass and the keyboard arpeggios thing. And it's Death and the Maiden, and the track's called Flowers for the Blind. I managed to spend £15 getting a CD that is basically a best of the town of Dunedin in New Zealand, and that's on it. And I was surprised because I thought, you know, you wouldn't be able to get an entire CD of decent music out of one small town in New Zealand. And having listened to the MP3 downloads I got with the purchase, I'd be right. Anyway, you live and you learn. Next, Always. Right, that is Canadian band Always, who were my summer single sensation, and rather like a child gorging themselves on candy floss. I haven't actually made the end of the album yet. It's great for 5 minutes, but you try and do 40 of it and you can't. She has a wonderfully raw voice, and like her miserable songs are great, but it turns out that on stage she's incredibly perky and effervescent, and that's really off-putting. I want my pop stars miserable, goddammit. Anyway. This isn't an Elwood Gay by OMD. Mm-hmm.
So that band is called Casual Sex, because obviously we're running out of good stuff to call your bands now. And a track's called The Perfect Storm. It's actually really nice. It's got a nice little groove and the guitar points away and enjoyable. Now some kind of dancey Manchester stuff. Contemporary, of course.
I can see underneath the harmony,
Okay, that is D-R-U-G-S, because, like I said, ringing out of decent names. And the track's called Overcome, and it's actually really nice. So, in a segment of the show called Unlikely Genres, a bit of German disco. This is Hot Lane, and it's called Robin's Landing. So it has to be said that standoffish disco is something I really, really like. It's great to have fun, but it's more fun when you have fun with minor chords. So you're listening to The Binary Choice with DJ Bullion, broadcasting around the world on spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and join us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. Next, something a little bit stereo labby. It's nice drums though, isn't it? hiccups if I turn the mic on. That is Virginia Wing with World Contact, and I like that. It's very, it's like the kind of indie end of Radiotron. This is always a good thing. So one of the moodiest songs about shopping ever, that is Yako Aino Kalevi with When You Walk Through the Mall. So to end, a touch, a cause for celebration. the return of Lone Lady with a 6 minute kind of a single called Groove It Out. So, Julie.
Right.
And the last song is Lone Lady with Groove It Out. And I will see you in 2015.